Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined with our Flathead Valley connection by Jesse Devine, the artistic director of the Whitefish Theater Company. Welcome back to Montana Public Radio.
Greetings. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, you have, as do most of the organizations, the symphony orchestras, the presenting organizations around the state, the start of a new season coming up. And we'll be talking about concerts this weekend as you kick things off. But maybe for our listeners around the state, you could talk a little bit about Whitefish Theater Company. You're housed at the O'Shaughnessy Center and are a really broad presenter of events and theater productions and such. Talk a little bit about Whitefish Theater.
Yes, as you said, we are housed at the O'Shaughnessy Center, and therefore we manage everything that comes into the O'Shaughnessy Center, which is a lot. And on top of managing the rentals for movies, etc., and community events, we put on theater and music and dance performances. So we kind of do it all, just like our brochure says. We are more than just great theater, and we are a community theater, and that's why we are strong. We have a lot of talent in this valley, and we love being able to showcase it.
And the O'Shaughnessy Center is, 350 seats in terms of a venue?
It's closer to 378, actually, and we might get a few more seats as we're going through a renovation, and actually, we are installing these new seats on Monday, so tomorrow.
Well, wonderful. Well, you're kicking off your 2013-2014 season with a cover band coming up this weekend, and I certainly see a lot of these come through and travel around. This one is particularly good. I've heard some of their stuff, and so I think cover band doesn't do them justice, but Liverpool Legends obviously play in the music of the Beatles, right?
Agreed, and they are known as the world's best Beatles tribute band. They won received a Grammy nomination in 2012, and they were hand-picked by George Harrison's sister, Louise Harrison. So I don't know if you can get any better when you've got a judge like that.
So talk a little bit about kickoff of the season. Again, the variety, I imagine, that you always look for in having different kinds of music. I know there's always been a tradition of having some world music and things like that. Talk about the season. I noticed that in the first four events between September and November, there's really quite a variety, again, of theater productions and music events.
Sure, yes. Well, as you know, we do start with the Liverpool Legends, and then we follow that with, I think it's the world's best comedy as well, which is Noises Off. It's about a group of actors rehearsing a play, and everything that possibly can go wrong does go wrong. And you get to see that show from both vantage points, the front of stage and the back of stage. And then we go on to a Celtic band, bringing in some world music, of course. And then our Black Curtain series, Frozen, we're starting with a play, which really deals with a powerful story dealing with forgiveness after a tragic crime was committed. And then we go on to Within the Silence by Living Voices, which deals with the Japanese internment camps during the war. And then we present a traditional musical, Oliver. So we have a little bit of something for everyone.
Well, it is looking like it's going to be a really wonderful season. I imagine that you sell season tickets as well as individual event passes. Talk a little bit about how people can get involved, both as a spectator and, as I imagine, you need volunteers as well for shows and productions.
Oh, of course, yes. We do have season passes, and yes, we sell individual tickets at the show. We always do recommend calling in advance, though, because we quite often do sell out. We have high school and kid passes, family passes, etc., and we could always use more volunteers. We have 500, but those 500 work during the day, too, so we can always add more volunteers to our list. Props alone for Noises Off, we have over 200 props, so you can imagine how many people it takes to get those props together before and after a show and putting them in the right places, etc. Or painting a set, constructing a set, helping in the office with paperwork. There's always something to do around the theater, and it's quite the family, so I would recommend that anyone should come on in and join our family.
Well, to contact the Whitefish Theater Company, go to 862-5371. That's the phone number, or the website is whitefishtheaterco.org, and that's theater spelled with the R-E and a co in there, short for company, whitefishtheaterco.org. So Liverpool Legends, Friday and Saturday night, tickets are available now. You're also doing a kind of a pre-party event is what I was reading.
Yes, we are. An exclusive pre-party event at a local hotspot in Whitefish, Crush Lounge, and they'll be providing drinks and snacks for the lucky 50 that get their tickets. They get to meet the band in person, ask them questions, and get, 4 to 6 songs up close and personal and make requests. So it should be a really good time prior to the actual show, an intimate setting.
I've been talking with Jesse Devine today, the artistic director of Whitefish Theater Company. The season kicks off, the 2013-14 season kicks off this Friday and Saturday with 2 nights with the Liverpool Legends. And then there's Noises Off in October, the Celtic band Runa in October as well, and Frozen, the Black Curtain Theater production coming up in November. If you'd like more information or tickets for any of these events or to contact the Whitefish Theater Company, call 862-5371. Or it's whitefishtheaterco.org. Jesse Devine, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great day.